And it's that time. It's Friday, and it's time for us to put it into focus with Penny Faree. She's in the house on a fresh 16th of January morning. Hello, Penny.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, everyone. This is Friday Focus, a weekly roundup of the stories shaping life on the North Coast, from accountability inside Kwadekuza Municipality to court outcomes, public safety, and social issues affecting our communities. Here are the key developments you need to know about this week. The Durban High Court has sentenced 28-year-old Pilakashle Shlongwani Dladla to life imprisonment with an additional 15 years for the murder of Kwadekuza Senior Superintendent Murray Mutu Arumagam and for robbing a taxi full of passengers at gunpoint. Handing down sentence on Thursday, Acting Judge Filikile Nkwanta said there was no exceptional circumstances to justify a deviation from the prescribed minimum sentences. He added that the killing of a police officer should be regarded as an act on the community and society at large. The court heard that on the 4th of November 2024, Dladla boarded a taxi at the Kwadekuza taxi rank and instructed the driver, Becky Zulu, to take the Grantville off-ramp. He then produced a firearm and robbed the driver and passengers, taking 1,100 rand from Zulu. Senior Superintendent Arumagam arrived at the scene in a Toyota Fortuna after noticing the stationary taxi. When he approached to investigate, Dladla turned his firearm on him and shot him six times at close range. The court heard that Dladla then drove to the taxi to a nearby township where he continued robbing passengers of their cell phones before locking them inside the vehicle and fleeing the scene. In delivering sentence, the judge described the killing as a heinous crime marked by extreme violence, saying Dladla could have fled but instead chose to shoot an officer who posed no threat to him. The judge also referred to victim impact statements, including one from Arumagam's son, which detailed the lasting trauma suffered by the family and those who witnessed the attack. Dladla has indicated his intention to appeal the sentence. KwaZulu-Natal health authorities have raised renewed concerns over teenage pregnancies following figures recorded across the province during the festive season. On Christmas Day, the public health facilities recorded 302 deliveries. 70 of those mothers were teenagers, including three girls aged 15. Officials also confirmed that one 16-year-old girl had been impregnated by a 32-year-old man, highlighting ongoing concerns around underage pregnancy and exploitation. On New Year's Day, 144 births were recorded by midday, with at least 21 teenage mothers identified in preliminary figures. Health MEC Nomagugu Similena has urged families, schools and communities to have open conversations about relationships and family planning, warning that teenage pregnancy robs young girls of their childhood and places both mother and baby at serious risk. The department says the figures underline the urgent need for stronger prevention measures, improved access to reproductive health services and better protection for children across the province. And now, coming closer to home, a forensic investigation into Kwadekuza Municipality has reached a critical stage. The investigation, led by the Provincial Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs, was launched in March last year following formal complaints submitted to the MEC. Those complaints alleged maladministration, abuse of municipal assets, and negligence within the municipality. A forensic report was presented to council during an in-committee session in early December. It examined allegations of maladministration, fraud, irregular recruitment practices, and political interference in procurement and supply chain management. Political parties were instructed to submit consequent plans outlining what disciplinary or legal action should be taken against those implicated. All parties have now submitted their inputs. At a recent special council meeting held last week, councillors confirmed that the submissions were accurately captured and agreed that external attorneys would be appointed to consolidate them into a single legally sound implementation plan. The department has approved an extension of that process, which is meant to be finalized this week. The consolidated plan is expected to return to council within the next week. ahead of a full council sitting scheduled for the end of January. The forensic process is running alongside national investigations into the municipality, with a special investigating unit separately probing alleged irregularities linked to high-value tenders awarded between 2018 and 2019. And safety and emergency services on the North Coast say that the festive season was demanding, marked by high rescue numbers and intensified policing operations. One person drowned on local beaches during the festive period. That incident occurred on the 2nd of January at Thompson's Bay, where a 40-year-old man was swept out to sea during an early morning swim. Nearly 100 people were rescued from the water across Kwadukuza beaches, with teams responding to multiple incidents involving strong currents and dangerous sandbanks. Marine rescue teams worked extended shifts of up to 14 hours a day, supported by emergency services and private rescue crews. After the festival period, tragedy struck again. On Monday, the 13th of January, a man believed to be in his 30s drowned at Salmon Bay after getting into difficulty in the surf. Salmon Bay is not a designated swimming beach and does not have lifeguards on duty. At around the same time, two swimmers encountered difficulty at Sinkwazi. One person was rescued while a teenage boy remains missing. Police also reported heightened enforcement over the broader holiday period, with 143 arrests made across the province and 46 unlicensed firearms recovered. And finally, the date for the next local government elections has yet to be announced. The Electoral Commission says that the timing will be confirmed after consultations with the Minister of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs. Despite the delay, the Commission says it is ready to deliver a credible election. Preparations are on track, including ballot papers, voter registration systems, and the training of election staff. Officials say discussions with the minister are already underway, and the election date should be announced soon. By law, local government elections must be held between the 2nd of November 2026 this year and the end of January 2027. The final decision on the exact date rests with the minister. And that is the Friday Focus, a snapshot of the stories that mattered this week on the North Coast. I'm Penny Faree. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thanks, Penny, giving us the Friday Focus. We'll do it again next week. What do you say?
Yes, thank you, everyone, and have a good and safe weekend.
Thanks, Penny. And from Penny to Jenny, here's Cash's Culpepper with a tune called...